Past six. The number of pharmacies administering the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine will double this week to over 700 nationwide as the HSE extends the vaccine program for 12 to 15 year olds in addition to people aged 16 and upwards. Irish Pharmacy Union Secretary General Dara O'Loughlin joins me now. Good morning to you, Dara. So what happens this week? Are you gearing up for vaccinating children?
Yes, and the port to the HSE registration for children from 12 to 15 will open up tomorrow, and in conjunction with that, from Friday onwards, pharmacies will be vaccinating children between 12 and 15, as well as vaccinating anybody from age 16 upwards. But the difference for children from 12 to 15 is that we have to have the consent of the parent or guardian. So we won't have teenagers at that age just turning up in the pharmacy by themselves looking for a vaccine. They'll have to be accompanied by a parent or a guardian who can give legal consent.
And talk this morning, Dara, obviously because of parents' availability, because of that consent issue as well, talk this morning of running some out-of-hours clinics. Will pharmacies be staying open late offering services?
Some pharmacies will, not all. It'll be up to the pharmacy and to how they decide to run the clinics themselves. Up until now, there have been pharmacies running vaccination clinics in the evenings, sort of separate from the rest of the business of the pharmacy, because that's what has suited the community and that's what has suited the pharmacy. And I think a lot of those will continue, particularly because parents need to be there and a lot of parents are working during the day. So it just makes it that bit easier for parents in a lot of communities if they can do this in the evening after they've finished work.
How has the vaccine rollout in pharmacies been working so far?
It's been really, really successful. We started with the Janssen vaccine, which is a single shot vaccine, in 700 to 1,000 pharmacies. And the Pfizer vaccine was only available in a little over 300 pharmacies. But the uptake among people between 18 and 30 of the Janssen single shot vaccine at the time that was available was very, very strong. And we've done nearly 200,000 vaccines in pharmacy in the last number of weeks since the minister first opened up the vaccination to 18 to 34 year olds. There's no more Janssen vaccine coming into the program now. It'll only be Pfizer vaccine from here on out. But we expect the vaccination in pharmacies will still remain very strong.
Do you see that it will be mainly those aged 12 to 18, or are there still adults left to do? Are adults still walking in trying to get a vaccine?
There are still adults to be done. Now, the vaccination centres have been extremely busy recently, and the number of people getting vaccinated there has been huge. As we know, the vaccination centres have switched to doing walk-in clinics without an appointment at the weekend or the last two weekends, which some people have found really useful, because making an appointment seems to be something that puts some people off. But I would expect pharmacy vaccination to remain very strong. The fact that everybody in Ireland is so close to a pharmacy, everybody knows a pharmacy, means that the convenience makes it very attractive. What we're trying to do is reduce the barriers to vaccination. We're trying to make it as easy and as convenient as possible for people to get a vaccine in their local community to encourage uptake, because the greater the uptake is, the more protection individuals have, but the more protection we have as a community.
I remember when pharmacies first started offering the vaccines and it was announced, and I know that the phone lines were hopping at pharmacies around the country. What's the advice to parents now as the portal opens tomorrow that you don't end up with the same thing happening again where people are sort of ringing the phone off the hook?
I think the sense of urgency won't be as strong now. People know that pharmacies are available. They know they're doing vaccines and they know that appointments will be needed. But I think everybody who's got children of that age has a relationship with a pharmacy. They have a local pharmacist somewhere. Most of them, it seems, have been making inquiries already. I know from what I'm hearing from pharmacies around the country that a lot of parents have been inquiring since it was first announced that eventually the program would roll around to young teenagers. So a lot of them have put their names down and have registered their interest in a pharmacy already. The last time the announcement was made, it probably came as a surprise to people. They hadn't been expecting it. And there was a sense that there was a sense of a shortage of vaccine, a sense of urgency about getting vaccinated at that stage. I think we will be very, very busy, but I wouldn't imagine that it will be as urgent or as frantic as it was.
Will there be a time where you'll do walk-in vaccine clinics?
That could well happen. At the moment, pharmacies are operating on the basis of appointments. That makes it much easier for them to plan how many doses to have ready and to have the staff available to do that. As you know, there's more than one dose in each vaccine, but as soon as we open a vial of vaccine, we have to use every dose in it within a couple of hours. So if we do appointments, at least we know exactly who's going to get every dose. The walk-in clinics are working very well at the HSE, but the numbers are much bigger in terms of the number of vaccines that they have and the number of staff that they have on site in these locations. But it's entirely possible that pharmacies will do walk-in clinics. It's far more likely that they will do it all on an appointment basis.
And obviously you want to show the government that you can do more and that pharmacies can offer even more to the general public. Are you throwing an eye now to boosters? Because boosters are going to be the next thing. Are you available in pharmacies to offer boosters when that time comes?
Yes, pharmacists will definitely be available to do boosters, and that time will come fairly soon as we come into the autumn, depending on what NIAC specifically advises and what the government decides. But pharmacies will be available, and we're also coming into winter flu vaccination season as well. Pharmacies will be doing the flu vaccine again this year, the same as they have for the last decade.
Okay, Dara, thank you very much for your time this morning. That portal opening, as Dara says, tomorrow for 12 to 15-year-olds. Irish Pharmacy Union Secretary General Dara O'Loughlin.